I'm Hillary McClure, Multimedia Director at Cybercrime Magazine. Welcome to Simulate Breachcast, a Cybercrime Magazine podcast series brought to you by Simulate, the developers of a breach and attack simulation platform that enables companies to challenge, assess, and optimize their cybersecurity posture against threat evolutions simply and continuously. To learn more about Simulate, visit simulate.com. Joining me today is Avahai Ben-Yosef, co-founder and CTO of Simulate. Avahai, welcome back. It's so great to have you with us today.
Yes, Hillary, thank you. Always fun.
So Avahai, last time we discussed nation state, advanced persistent threats, and financially motivated criminal attackers.
Correct. We also gave them the right kind of synonyms and the right terms, which are APTs and FINs.
Excellent. And would you mind giving us a quick refresher from last time how APTs and FINs are taking next, you know, steps to maximize their attacks?
Sure, definitely happy to. So by using automation, speed, coordinated attacks across thousands of victims at one time, among their other techniques, to maximize the, their attacks effectiveness. If you remember, what we've talked about is really kind of the spraying mechanism. The more you automate, the more you coordinate it, the more likely you will actually find a hit to your attack. So kind of going wide, and at the end, you only need one, okay? That will be good enough sometimes. Sometimes, of course, like we mentioned, there will be more targeted attacks, but definitely automation helped speed up these kind of attacks.
Okay, with that in mind, how can organizations protect themselves from these threats, especially as they continue to evolve in complexity and frequency?
Sure. So because the attackers, they perfect and change their attacks daily. So it really is the only way you can really do it is really to daily test your environment, periodically and not just really get a single snapshot in time, because that's mainly kind of useless, okay? It's not, it's not entirely useless, but it's definitely not going to help you over time and not really help you maximize what you can do. Instead, what you really need, you need the capability to test it continuously. You need to continuously validate your security daily. And just like they operate daily, okay, first of all, they're not just one, there are multiple out there. And that kind of putting that in mind, you need to be protected from those multiple attacks, those multiple attack groups, for example. So whenever they kind of change and evolve, frequently, you should definitely, first of all, understand and you need to evolve with them. So it means that you need to maximize your mechanisms to actually support those different kind of new techniques that they might use. And also, over time, continuously validate, your security to those threats. And as part of that, solution, by the way, like Simulate, is continuously updated, okay? It's actually being updated daily, not just by our intelligence researchers, our red teamers, our security researchers. They're keeping track with the latest threats out there, with the latest techniques, with the latest attack vectors, with the latest attack behaviors, to really help ensure, that you're not just testing from something a month ago, but you're actually testing from something a day ago. But not only that, you're testing from for techniques that might be on tomorrow's attack, because those techniques might be still used by attackers tomorrow. Because at the end, they are operating, on top of there are a lot of different techniques that they might they might choose to operate on. Some of them might be, not even seen by anybody out there. Some of them more likely even are techniques that have already been seen. And if you choose to constantly and continuously test and validate that you are protected from those techniques, and also from those attacks, that's where you're going to really help yourself maximize your protection from those, you know, never-ending evolving threats.
And being the premier provider of breach attack simulation and automated purple teaming, Abhay, do you have data on how your customers use you?
We do. Okay, we do have data. That data shows that all of our customers, you know, regardless of their maturity level, from beginners to expert, they run Simulate in a continuous security validation fashion. Okay, more importantly, all of our customers, regardless of the skill set, I've even talked about that in the previous podcast, is that the level of abstraction that we gave is from high to low, which means on the high level of abstraction, really regardless any skill set can really test again the latest threats that are, it includes, you know, ransomware, supply chain, sophisticated threats. It means that it is very easy to adopt it and use it in a very high range of skill set that you will see on different kind of secure cybersecurity teams.
Okay, so how does that solution differ from more traditional pen testing and red teaming?
So traditional methods are sometimes, you know, too time intensive, okay? They require a pen test research. It might be some code that needs to be written, scripts. The test will make sure it's, you know, to make sure the test is safe to actually run. It leads to a testing occurring only infrequently. The time parameter here plays a pretty big chunk of the game. First of all, we take that parameter out because what we do is we make it accessible for our customers to do that whenever they want, however they want, wherever they want. And so the continuous security validation, whether it's through a breach and attack simulation or in an automated purple teaming manner, is constantly being updated by our labs and our teams daily. By the way, I'm going to take you two podcasts where you talked about managed services and talked about, you know, centralizing. It's some kind of centralizing, you know, red teaming activities or purple teaming activities and simulated attacks into one solution where it can be widespread to multiple organizations. So that means two things. You know, one, they do the testing to make sure they are safe to run in your environment. And two, it means that you miss nothing. You get them everything ad hoc on the spot where whenever you want it, it's there. So often when our customers are asked by their board, you know, have you checked our environment against that latest threat that they've seen just announced on the news, or maybe they are subscribing to a newsletter that they get, they have an answer. You know, they can shoot out the question to their team. The team can actually give them a straightforward answer. Yes, no, might be some even gray area, but at least they can even say, at least they don't have to say, now we're gonna wait for our service provider to come here and run some tests to validate that, which will work, but will definitely be time consuming. It's not gonna give you the option to do it right now. And right now is pretty much what matters at the moment. So also, continuous security validation is more comprehensive, okay? The more content we put in, the more comprehensive it will be. And we have the ability to use our red teamers that constantly add content into the product. Our researchers constantly add content into the product. So it's just like a good few years of red teaming activities and red teaming knowledge and cybersecurity experts' knowledge into a product are being centralized just for you right now at the moment. So we look at these attacks when they occur. We take, we kind of take into consideration the steps that those attacks have been taken. We find, you know, different kind of alternatives to those methods as well, because the fact that they've used technique X doesn't mean that they're not going to do it differently the next time. So we find also the alternatives, but the kind of equivalent alternative that might be used, and also add those methods so our customers can try them all.
Great. And how has the increase in working from home increased enterprise vulnerability?
Yeah, so it means that defending an enterprise perimeter is not your only line of defense anymore, just like it used to be. It's one of those lines. It's definitely not the only one. With, you know, working from home, kind of something that in this pandemic became intensified globally, we need to protect ourselves across the entire kill chain throughout our enterprise. It's why framework like zero trust and testing using our solution has become so critical. On the pandemic, we saw many customers run, you know, purple teaming exercises, simulating an infected asset attached through the VPN in the heart of the enterprise. Makes a lot of sense why that was a scenario that everybody wanted to simulate in their environment, because, you know, VPN and kind of working from home usually go together. So by doing so, our customer were able to find the new risk that was incurred and easily were able to optimize their security controls to protect and mitigate that risk, because they weren't even focusing on that scenario until now, because it wasn't on their agenda, which is fine. You know what? It wasn't their top priority. That became a priority. But because of the fact that, you know, purple teaming exercises can be very much modularly crafted with a solution like Simulate, it really gave them like all they had to do is like shift their, we'll say, their state of mind and go ahead and test out those use cases on this new paradigm.
And so in looking at ransomware, Avahai, what would you say it has done from a long-term perspective?
So when we look at risk, we ask several specific questions, okay? Is this a highly likely event to occur to us? When it occurs, could it damage us greatly? Okay, I always say that it's a spectrum at the end, and it's all about spectrum and prioritization. There is no yes or no, it's not that Boolean, or life is not that Boolean. And ransomware makes the answer to both questions with probably a yes. It means that enterprises cannot avoid addressing, optimizing their cybersecurity when they know that these kind of activities are out there and kind of, raging havoc, you know, around the world. It's very hard to ignore it. And the more you ignore it, the more chances you're going to get hit by it. So is it really highly likely that some kind of an event will occur to us? The answer is yes. It's highly likely. And it will probably have a great damage on you as well. And the more you maximize, okay, the more you're going to maximize your security controls, your security effectiveness, the less damage is going to cause and the less probability it will be for you to actually be a part of this kind of attack.
Okay, so in the future, can we expect enterprises to have better cybersecurity?
So when the risk is frequent and the damage, is pretty severe, you know, for enterprises, enterprises must respond, it becomes a business decision. It's not even like a technology decision, okay? We talk about cybersecurity and you know, it is also easy for, you know, a guy like me, which I would say more of a kind of techie, I'll kind of say about myself, at the end, the more frequent it becomes, the more damage it actually causes, the more it becomes a business decision and business decisions usually being made by businessmen, not by cybersecurity personnel. And the more it will be a business decision, the more budget, the more priority it will get, the more technology you're going to see. So when it's it's a business decision, which is pretty much unavoidable as we go forward with the world.
So you're optimistic is what I'm hearing.
Yeah, so I don't like the term, you know, optimistic. I would say I'm more kind of a realistic here. But long term, yes. If companies truly take continuous security validation approach in the face of threats like ransomwares and other things like APTs and fins, like we've talked about, we should see reduced risk and better secured enterprises, because it's a race, okay? We've talked about that digital innovation and the never-evolving APTs and fins are evolving, and on the other side, we definitely must evolve in that same pace if we want to be safer as we go on.
Sounds great. Well, Avahai, always a pleasure. Thank you so much for coming back on the show.
Thank you, Hillary. Until the next time.
Till next time. I'm Hillary McClure, Multimedia Director at Cybercrime Magazine. Simulate Breachcast is brought to you by Simulate, the developers of a breach and attack simulation platform that enables companies to challenge, assess, and optimize their cybersecurity posture against threat evolutions simply and continuously. To learn more about our sponsor, Simulate, visit simulate.com. And you can listen to all of our podcast episodes at cybercrime.radio.